Situation in Ethiopia started off in November 2020 in the country's Tigray region between Ethiopian federal troops and the Tigray People's Liberation Front. In July, the conflict spread into two neighboring regions in northern Ethiopia, and the rebels have been advancing towards Addis Ababa, the capital. Now, there's been reports that the prime minister have reportedly joined the front lines. We, this afternoon, checked to Khader Mariano, who is a communication strategist at Cognito Consulting Group, activist, avid reader, freelancer, and Pan-Africanist. Khader, greetings. Good day and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me on the program again. It's good to be here with you.
Fighting in Ethiopia continues. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is now on the front lines. That's what we've been told. And men are now flocking to join the military. What are these latest developments all about?
Well, we have to provide some background to the conflict, which has been, like you said, going on for about a year now. So Ethiopia is a nation of 110 million. In fact, one of the top three most populated countries in Africa as a whole, and the largest and most populated country in the East Africa. And Ethiopia has over 80 nationalities and over a dozen ethnicities. So as you can imagine, there has always been conflicts over the years, but there have been protests against the regime who was at the time leading the country, the EPDRF, in 2018. And as a result of those protests, Abiy Ahmed came to power in April 2018 with the promise of democratic reform and national dialogue. As a result, Abiy attracted the global eyes as the young reformer, the young inspiring leader. As such, in 2019, he won the Nobel Prize for securing peace with Eritrea, which has been in conflict with Ethiopia for over two decades. After that, things went down from there. I mean, there were planned free and fair elections in 2020, but Abiy postponed those elections because of COVID-19. And the Tigray leaders in the TPLF, which lead the Tigray region, deemed the postponement illegal.
Yes, so you've come to the point, Khader, where you're talking about the delay of the elections.
Yeah, so, I mean, that the TPLF decided to go on with the elections. As you may well know, Ethiopia has federal regions based on ethnicity. So these regions are self-ruling. And as such, TPLF decided to go on with the elections. And the prime minister deemed this step illegal. And as such, he cut the funding for the Tigray region because of this political step. So as you can imagine, this was a power struggle all along. And Tigray elite has been ruling Ethiopia since 1991. So this clash has come to a boiling point when, as a result of the funding being cut, the TPLF decided or allegedly decided to attack a military base in the region, a federal military base in the region. And the prime minister answered with the declaration of security operation in Tigray in November 2020. That's how the conflict has started. After that, the newly elected prime minister declared war against the Tigray region only after a year of coming to power. And he attacked the federal forces attacked the Tigrayan region, taking over large portions of the region and a lot of strategic locations. This is very important because the TPLF was pushed back at first, but they started to regroup and to take back their region as well as the next region, the Amhara, which were helping Abiy Ahmed take over the Tigray region. Now, the conflict is at a point where the TPLF forces are well on their way to the capital city of Ethiopia and to cutting the main supply road to Ethiopia, which is landlocked. So the main supplies for the whole country come directly through that road from the Djibouti port. And as such, we can imagine how serious the conflict is becoming. There has been over tens of thousands of people who are internally displaced or went to neighboring countries like Sudan as refugees. So, I mean, we can imagine the kind of pressure the prime minister is dealing with and the need to remobilize the nation to fight back. And I can say that's what he's trying to do by going to the front to remobilize the nation. Then this week, the police forces of Ethiopia, which were not part of the conflict, are joining the conflict. So the prime minister is, so to say, leading from the front. That's where things stand now.
Yes, so that is where we are at this moment. In terms of, you know, the region, in terms of regional players, in terms of the AU, the international community, we've seen Antonio Guterres of the UN making comments, but what sort of a role are they to be playing in here, and what sort of intervention can they, you know, bring about?
Well, at this point, as you just said, the UN, AU, and the United States government have all been calling national dialogue to resolve this conflict without dragging it on for more. Because after all, the Ethiopian people, the civilians, are suffering. And the region is as volatile as it is with everything that's going on in Somalia. So it's very important that Ethiopia remains stable with its large population and the other conflicts that can come out of this big conflict. But to this point, they have not been making a tangible intervention, and their calls for peace haven't been making much impact as to how the conflict is still going on. So at this point, that's all they are doing. They're calling for peace, but peace is not in the horizon as we see things happening.
Unfortunately, that is the situation. We appreciate your time. Shukran for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Go well. Bye-bye.